counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, it's Alex from Metz.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from the Ketamine.
Hey, this is John from Diamond Ring.
Hello, this is James McToo from Yolo Tango.
Hi, I'm Shotgun Jimmy.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Soon.
Hey, this is Kevin Kane from the Grapes of Wrath, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Inman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland. We are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation, as we do every week from earshot-online.com. It's a great website. It's got all kinds of stuff on there for you. These charts are for the week ending March 26, 2013. Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
Can I first tell you one thing, though?
Yes.
Your new announcer didn't do a great job pronouncing your name.
She did all right.
N-man.
That's how it's supposed to be pronounced. I had to call her and tell her she wasn't doing it right before.
Earshot-online.com, or simply Earshot with a fancy exclamation mark in front of it, is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, which is produced by the National Campus and Community Radio Association. You can find the entire National Top 50, which is comprised of all kinds of charts from across the nation, from all kinds of regions, upwards of 30 stations submitting their top 30 albums every single week. And you can find all those charts, as well as monthly charts and yearly countdowns, genre charts, which include electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues, as well as features. There's some really great interviews, reviews, and loads more. So go on by and check it out.
If you want to get in contact with us, you can do so a few ways. Didn't know what a word I wanted to say there. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/earshot20. You can get us on Twitter, our handle at earshot20. And you can also email us. It's earshot20@gmail.com. All are great ways to get in contact with us. And if you're an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like to have some airtime on this show, we want to hear from you as well and give you that exposure. We get all kinds of requests all the time to put to spin a track or two for artists who aren't charting on the charts but would like some of that exposure. So let us know. And a really big show lined up for you. I used that one last week. If you listened to the show last week, I'm sorry for repeating myself. I used the really big show thing last week. But this is bigger than last week because
every show is a really big show, Anthony.
Oh, I want...
They're all big.
You're right. This show is bigger, though. And I'm going to... And now I'm scrambling to find something really fun to play. But anyway, it's a big show for a couple of reasons. One, we have an interview with Grapes of Wrath, who are charting on our charts this week at number 10. It was great to talk with Kevin Kane. Really cool guy. And I didn't realize that they were... I did ask Kevin this in the interview, and you'll hear it. But I asked him if he was shocked that this turned into a record, because it was just supposed to be a single reunion show that they played, but then it turned into getting back together after 22 years.
Yeah, and a pretty good record too, actually. Yeah,
could you imagine if you and I split up for 22 years and then got back together to do a radio show? Probably be like the same thing.
Maybe better.
could be better. And also some big news to share. Want to do it now?
Yeah, if you'd like. That's fine.
I'd like a lot.
You can do whatever you like.
We have a new segment. This is actually aligns itself really well. 50th show, and we have a new segment coming to the show starting next week, and it is going to be entertainment news from Canadian, in the realm of Canadian music, and it's going to be provided to us by Exclaim. That's exciting. What I was looking for was I wanted like cheers and applause and like birthday whistles, like yay, 50, yay. Maybe I'll try to get it for the second hour. I'm all about sound effects.
Oh, I know.
I love it.
I'm sure everyone out there has realized that in the last year.
everybody loves it.
Yeah, no, sure. So it'd be really great. They'll be providing us with the updates and headlines and some of the exciting things happening in music news in Canada over the past week, as well as some information on, some big new records coming out. that you might be hearing on the charts when they are released, and also possibly, you know, providing us with the, you know, a track suggestion or something of a really great new Canadian track out that week. So it should add a really fun flavor to the program. So we're really looking forward to getting that going. And that will be starting next week. So.
And who knows? Maybe news will break here before it breaks in the magazine. That's big news. That's really big. All right. So we'll get on with it. Give you the first few tracks of the show. And coming up, I'll be talking with Kevin Kane from the band Grapes of Wrath.
All right, stay tuned. You're going to hear coming up, starting the set, Sitting Still at number 20 is the new record from the men, their third, which is called New Moon. And you're going to hear a track called I See No One. Following that, debuting on the program at number 19, up from 33, is Blue Hawaii. And from the new album, Untogether, you'll hear Into 2.
That's part two. There's Into, and then there's Into Part 2.
And then you're going to hear from Boy at number 18, down from 12. Sitting in that spot is their new record, Mutual Friends, and you're going to hear a track called Army.
All right, stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20. Number 19. 20. Number 18.
You should see my favorite people. You catch a glimpse of gold through their skins. I walk on air whenever I'm with them. They're where the happiness begins. And I'm alright on my own, but with them I'm much better. They're like diamonds, but diamonds are forever.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Army by Boy from their new record, Mutual Friends, this week at number 18, Dan from 12. Before that, number 19, for the first time in the program, Blue Hawaii and the album Untogether, rising all the way up from number 33, and the song In Two, Part 2. And then starting off the set was I See No One by The Men off of their new record, New Moon, sitting still at number 20.
Sometimes I wonder how you come up with... I'm going to ask the next person that I interview, I'm going to ask, how do you come up with your song titles? I want to know where they come from. That's an interesting question.
Well, I mean, lots of people would tell you different things, I guess. I heard a really interesting comment, which I think came from Wayne Hansen when he was just saying, well, you know, the names mean more to other people than me. They don't, you know, they or you just, some people, I think, just slap a title to them just so they have one. And some people... probably put a lot more thought into it than that. Yeah, I don't know. It is an interesting question, I'm sure. It depends for a lot of people.
Something to consider, indeed. All right.
Some people are just screwing around.
They just make them up. I See No One. Yeah. That's they were sitting around one night. The power went out. And they're like, guys, I see no one. Hey.
Good song name.
That's the end of our CD. That's the song name for the end of the CD. All right, if you're just tuning in, it is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland. Joining me in studio, we are counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We're getting into it, I guess, is what I say. I had to come up with other phrases. I feel like 50 you're
starting,
episodes in.
You're starting to realize what everyone else already realized a long time ago, Anthony.
That I'm insane?
You're a bit of a broken record sometimes. No, you're not a broken record. You just have your favorites. There's nothing wrong with that. Just sometimes you're predictable and, you know, I don't know. I like predictable people sometimes. It's all right.
I'm gonna.
It means that I don't. You scare me less.
I'm gonna throw everybody for a loop next week. I'm gonna come up with crazy, wacky sayings. I'm gonna search them online and be like, yeah, we'll see.
Is that the search word you're gonna search in the?
Google crazy, wacky sayings.
Crazy, wacky sayings. You're just gonna Google that for you.
Yep, I got it. That's what I'm on.
Well, all right. I hope it goes well.
Thank you. So, we're just going to continue through to bring you the countdown. And coming up, I'll be talking to Kevin Kane from Grapes of Wrath. Great interview, and you'll be hearing a little bit about their reunion. They're getting back together after 22 years.
They've been back
years.
Together, I suppose, yeah. For a little while now. Yeah, they went on a little bit of a tour, and then a record came out, surprisingly, a year or two after.
Even
that.
To them. Surprising to them.
So. There you go.
All right.
All right, we're going to jump back into the tunes here. Sitting still at number 17 is Adams for Peace, and from the album Amok, you're going to hear Unless. And then Be Cool by Babysitter, which is one of the tracks on the various Vancouver Pop Alliance Volume 3 compilation at number 16, up from 22.
That was a mouthful.
Yeah, I know, eh?
Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 17. I couldn't care. on air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 16.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Be Cool by Babysitter, one of the tracks on the fine new Vancouver Pop Alliance Volume 3, available now from Mint Records, and sitting at number 16, up from 22. Also sitting still at number 17, starting off that set, was Adam for Peace, and from the album Amok, you heard Unless.
The Grapes of Wrath are a Canadian folk rock band from British Columbia. They recently released High Road, the first release of the original three band members in more than 20 years. And on the line, we have Kevin Kane from the band. Kevin, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hi.
So, first album with the original three from the band in more than 20 years. What brought you guys back together?
Well, we'd been asked to do it was like a festival gig back in 2010. Tom and I had already done a few acoustic shows the year before, and we had a few lined up for that summer. But this festival wanted full band, and we kind of thought, well, let's maybe see about going original three, or original band. And Vince couldn't do it because he was going to be out on the road with Sarah McLachlan, but Chris was in for it, so we got together. We'd lined up a few rehearsals, and right from the first rehearsal, it was pretty obvious that it was a lot of fun. And so we did the show, you know, saying, well, you know, if it goes well, we'll keep going. But I think we all kind of knew in the backs of our minds that we had something good going on.
And I had seen some previous interviews that you mentioned that the record evolved from just being that original reunion show. Prior to that, did you ever think that a record deal and the band getting back together would have become reality?
No. Absolutely not.
So safe to say that you guys were kind of probably surprised as anybody to know that this was going to turn into something.
At least as surprised as anybody, if not more so.
So is the dynamic different now compared to 22 years ago, or was it old hat for you guys getting back up on stage, getting together, putting the record together?
It's different. In a lot of respects, I think the dynamic is more similar to the way it was 30 years ago than 22 years ago, because when we play shows now, you know, we don't have all the trappings that we did 22 years ago with, you know, the major label and the big crew and the, getting in a bus and a whole bunch of people making a lot of money off of us and us being at the end of the food chain. It's more like when we have a show, I'll phone the promoter up and advance it, and we rent a van and we go to the show and play.
Very cool. All right, there's more with Kevin coming up, but first we'll get back into the charts. Entering the charts this week at number 15, here is Phosphorescent on the Earshot 20.
Number 15.
Let's go for a ride.
Take your dream.
Earshot 20. Number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Setting Sun by Elephant Stone. Their new record of the same name is at number 14, down from 11. And debuting at number 15 was Phosphorescent, which is sitting at number 15. Their new album, Muchacho, the sixth album of experimental Indian folk rock from Matthew Hook of Athens, Georgia.
Wow. It's a mouthful right there.
Sure.
It's good stuff. All right, we're almost done. The first 10, we've got a few more to bring you and a bit more of the interview with Kevin Kane from Grapes of Wrath. But first, Brian's going to enlighten you a bit of some albums that are making some debuts on the charts, not in the top 20. So you won't hear them this week. Well, most of them. We probably will feature one later on in the show. But this is a snapshot of what could be moving up pretty quickly.
Yeah, not a lot of debuts this week. Only six debuts in the top 50 this week, one of which is the one that we just heard. And seven new records into our top 20, but debuts in the previous weeks. So we're just going to give you two right now and three later on. At number 48 is Indian Handcrafts and a new record by that group called Civil Disobedience for Losers. And that is from drummer vocalist Brandon James Akins and guitarist vocalist Daniel Brandon Allen from that Barrie-based hard rock duo whose influences range from 90s grunge to the Melvins. And the fourth album for the Montreal-based indie rock group The Besnard Lakes features heavyweight additions by Moonface's Spencer Krug and Mike Bigelow, the Barr Brothers' Sarah Page, Monica Gunter, and the return of Fifth String Liberation Singers Choir. And that is debuting at number 40 and is called Until In Excess, Imperceptible UFO.
Now that is a... Do you remember... I remember last year there was one... a particular album on the charts that had a very, very long name. Do you remember that? What that one was?
That is so vague. You're so vague. Do you remember that thing that happened?
A little while ago.
Stuff and things that, happened. And
we did it and it was on the charts.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I can't remember. I'll have to look it up now. But it was. It had a really long title. Like at least 20 words.
Fiona Apple had the Idler
yes,
Wheel.
Yes, that was the one.
Thank you for providing perhaps more context to the answer you're looking
you
for.
You knew what I was looking for. You knew. All right, some more tracks on the way, and the second part to my interview with Kevin Kane from the Grapes of Wrath coming up.
We're going to move on to number 13 and two new records to the program, followed by a third, which will be the Grapes of Wrath, which we actually are playing for the first time on this program, as well as speaking with the band. At number 13, up from 37, is Doldrums, and from the album Lesser Evil, you'll hear Lost in Everything. And then you're going to hear Confusion by Charles Bradley from his new record, Victim of Love, sitting at number 12, up from 27.
Stay tuned, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 13. Thank you.
All right, more now with Kevin Kane from The Grapes of Wrath. And so give us an insight as to what the recording process was like for your new album, High Road.
Again, it was a lot more like how it was years ago, except we didn't really go in all that prepared. Like, we hadn't rehearsed or anything, because I live in Toronto and Tom and Chris both live on the West Coast. So we got together at our friend's studio near Orangeville, Ontario. And Darren Ludorf is somebody who we'd grown up with. The first time we ever played together, in fact, it was as a four-piece, and it was for Tom's grade 7 graduation dance. So we went into his studio, and we had 13 days to record an album. And by kind of passing demos back and forth, we sort of weeded things down to the to 12 that we wanted to do. And, you know, it's the most intense recording sessions we've had, you know, since at the very beginning. It was long days, and, you know, me and Tom would kind of spell each other off in terms of whatever we were doing, and you know, we'd sort of found ourselves building songs up a little bit more than just, you know, once upon a time we used to just do drum tracks all at once, and this time around we'd, you know, work on an arrangement, get the drum track, maybe add a few overdubs, and, you know, depending how Chris was feeling, do another drum track. We just kind of went along, you know, in that sort of fashion.
And did that process, that style that you guys, that you put the record together, did it present any challenges for you?
I found it a lot easier to do than how we used to make records, you know, back in the days of 2-inch analog tape, where it, you know, I swear it felt like half the studio time was spent waiting for them to change reels or for them to set up compressors or whatever. Nowadays recording is way more intuitive and way quicker, and it just feels way more natural to me. You know, a lot of people talk about the joys of analog. Well, I've done that. You know, we'd all done that. We were all delighted with the immediacy of being able to record the way we recorded.
So it's been over 20 years, 22 years since you guys have put out an album as the original three. Do you feel like there's some, and obviously there's going to be some change, the change in style or direction from your previous work, is there a bit, a hint of what people loved and found great about your previous work over 20 years ago mixed in with this new album?
Well, yeah, I think the reaction I've been hearing is people are surprised, you know, how seamless it sounds when you go from, you know, our previous albums to this one. I talked to some people, you know, a couple of people who listened to a whole bunch of Grapes, and they put this one on, and they went, yeah, it actually sounds like the next logical sort of progression. It doesn't sound like there was this huge gap in which all these different things happened and we became, you know, a different kind of band.
Very cool. So what lies ahead now for the Grapes of Wrath? What's in the future for you guys?
Oh, we've got some gigs coming up. We're not going to, it's not 1985 anymore. We're not going to get into a van and drive across this country playing every tiny little bar that there is, because, you know, we've done that. But we've got shows at various places in the country lined up through the rest of the year, and I think we're a lot more stealth about it. We go in and play a few shows and go back to our regular lives.
Awesome. Kevin, thanks for joining us on the program.
Mm-hmm.
And at number 11 this week, up from number 25, here is The Grapes of Wrath on the Earshot 20.
Number 11.
You can make it okay.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Make It Okay by the Grapes of Wrath. And their new record, sitting at number 11 up from 25, is called High Road. Before that in the set, you heard number 12 up from 27, Charles Bradley, and from the album Victim of Love, Confusion. And starting off was Lost in Everything by Doldrums, and that is from their record Lesser Evil at number 13 up from 37.
Thank you very much to Kevin Kane for joining us on the program and giving us some insight into the Grapes of Wrath and their journey back to making a record after 22 years of, I guess you'd call it a hiatus. We are done the top 10. We're going to be giving you the next 10 after a quick break, but first, we'd like to know let you know a little bit more about the program, and that is that this is the Earshot 20 National Countdown Show, broadcasting live and recording out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, and then we send out for syndication to more than a dozen radio stations across the nation. And Brian has a handy-dandy list. We're going to run down some of the stations that are airing this program as a thank you for doing so.
Yes, you might be hearing us on one of these many fine stations, and just mentioning a few of them. CKDU 88.1 in Halifax, Nova Scotia. CFBX The X 92.5 in Kamloops, BC. CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, BC. CHLY 101.7 in Nanaimo, BC. CFUV 101.9 in Victoria, BC. CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg, Manitoba. CHSR 97.9 in Fredericton, New Brunswick. In Sackville, New Brunswick, CHMA 106.9. And UMFM 101.5 in Winnipeg, Manitoba. And thank you to those stations and more airing the program every week.
No matter how you're listening to us, thank you very much. And if you've missed any part of the program, don't worry, we'll upload it online for you to listen to at your leisure. Radio4all.net, that's radio4all.net is where we upload to, and we post that link on our Facebook page every week, facebook.com/earshot20. When we come back, it's the top 10. Stay tuned.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.